Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
From time to time, we get questions from you. Let's go ahead and bring Sour Grapes in and answer one of your questions. All right, Uncle Leo, cue that listener voicemail.
Will somebody answer that phone?
Hey, listen, this is Mark or Cheap Date. I'm calling out of Jersey. I don't really know how this works, but I've seen your number. I've been listening to your podcast for a little bit. I think maybe you guys might know the answer to this question, because me and my lady, we've been getting into wine a little bit recently, and I had read something that corks are just as good as caps or vice versa. But every time I bring home capped wine, she's like, I'm being cheap. So I guess my question would just be, is corked wine better than caps? Anyway, this is Cheap Drunk out of Jersey. Looking forward to your answer.
Cheap Drunk out of Jersey? I love this guy already. Mark, first of all, welcome to the wine world, man. You and your lady are just getting into it. That is fantastic. And second of all, she is giving you a hard time, but honestly, she's not entirely wrong to have the instinct, even if the instinct is based on a myth. The short answer, Mark, is no, not inherently. A screw cap does not mean the wine is cheap. It means the winery made a different choice about how to seal the bottle. The reason cork became the tradition is history, not science. Cork was what was available. It works great, but it comes with a risk. You ever open a bottle and it smells like wet cardboard? Like a musty basement? Cork taint is the reason. It's caused by a compound called TCA, trichloroanisole, and it comes from a contaminated cork. It can ruin an entire bottle of wine, and that happens to somewhere between 1 and 3% of all cork sealed bottles. That's not nothing. So in some ways, Mark, you bringing home screw caps is actually the more sophisticated move. Yes, Mark needs ammunition here, but Mark, you said you and your lady are getting into wine. Are you buying bottles to age for 20 years? Probably not. You're buying bottles to drink on a Tuesday night in Jersey. And for that, screw cap is totally fine, maybe even better. No risk of cork taint, opens easy, reseals perfectly. I brought home the future. Mark, write that down. You're not cheap. You're informed. Big difference. Cheers. Cheap Drunk in Jersey, better known as Mark. Cheers to you and your lady. Until next time, drink what you love. Don't let anyone make you feel bad about it. And we'll see you in the glass. Before you go, Mark, how about a New Jersey joke? How do you know someone's from Jersey? Don't worry. They'll tell you. And then they'll argue with you about it.